Welcome to Grind.
Grind.
Sell.
Sell.
Elevate.
Elevate.
With your host, Tizer Evans, a podcast dedicated to bringing you the top minds in all areas of business, entrepreneurship, sales, and leadership. Let's elevate together.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me on Grind, Sell, and Elevate. This is your host, Tizer Evans. I'm here with Krish Bamanini, who is the co-founder and CEO of Fireflies.ai. Krish, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Tizer. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So, man, I was really intrigued to chat with you, kind of we're talking a little bit offline, because I think that there's so many different avenues you can take your company that you founded. But I would love for you to introduce yourself and Fireflies and kind of what you're doing, a little bit about what you've done.
Yeah. So, hey, everyone, I'm Krish Bamanini, co-founder and CEO at Fireflies.ai. What Fireflies is an AI meeting assistant. So it'll follow you around all your video conferencing calls on Zoom, Google Meet, WebEx, Microsoft Teams, anywhere you're having a meeting. And especially during the pandemic, we've been having a lot of remote virtual meetings. And it's a fly on the wall. It'll sit in the background. It'll join as a participant and then record, transcribe, take notes, and make those meetings easily searchable. And afterwards, if you're in sales, it'll automatically fill out your CRM because it'll know who was on the call, and then it'll go log in under that contact. So our whole goal and vision for building Fireflies was to automate the mundane, repetitive work that people would have to do on a daily basis. And to be honest, no one likes taking notes. So we want to help you be more present and more during meetings. So that was the small kernel that helped kind of plant the seed for what Fireflies is today. And yeah, that's what we do.
I love it. I think it's a brilliant idea. You know, it's one of those things when I was reading over the bio and looking over the company, I was kind of like, that's an incredible idea. Like, it was just one of those kind of like, oh yeah, of course somebody should have been doing this all along. What was kind of your background, Krish, and what kind of brought Fireflies, or what was the origination, where the idea come from?
Yeah. So I think there was a lot of experiences from my previous work, just me being in a large corporate company that I've shaped. So I was previously a product manager at Microsoft. We tend to have a lot of meetings, and sometimes PMs are glorified meeting holders where you're bringing in all the engineers, and that ended up being the majority of the time, you know, what I was doing. And I felt like, no, I have to spend more time on design, on product, on engineering, on specs. So I didn't want to have to do all the note-taking and then get people back in the room. And, you know, so that was like something from my own experience. And then another thing I realized is that, you know, we have these great tools that help us across, you know, different avenues, but there wasn't something really for conversations, right? We have email, and we have a lot of email extensions that people use, especially in sales. A lot of people will use like email extensions to automate some of the mundane processes. We have chat bots and all these other things, but something was felt missing for meetings. And if you think about it, meetings are some of the most expensive things in the workplace, right? Because if you get a few folks in a meeting, that meeting has cost you probably a couple $100s, maybe $1,000 of everyone's collective time.
Yeah.
So, and emails, at least you have a record of what was said and you can always go back to it and you can remember it. But once you leave that meeting room, it's gone and your memory decreases over time. So that was like the a driving factor, is like, everyone hates meetings. Meetings can be more productive. What can we actually do to not have to have repeat meetings? And one of the ways is if we actually remembered and recalled everything, I wouldn't need to pull you guys into a secondary or third meeting about the same topic. So that drove me. And then what I did was I left Microsoft. I was supposed to go to grad school at Cambridge. And then I spent the summer in Boston with one of my friends who was also just finishing up at MIT, and we had worked on various projects before. And so we started thinking about this problem space. We started building around this hypothesis that there's a lot of knowledge buried inside conversations. How do we tap into it, make sense of it, and create structure around conversations? And, you know, lo and behold, we ended up moving to San Francisco, starting up Fireflies after a couple product pivots, ended up building what Fireflies is today. We rolled out the current version of Fireflies in 2020, right before the pandemic, almost 1 month before the pandemic. And then with the pandemic, Zoom took off, video conferencing took off, and we rode some of that wave. Even now, as people go back into the real workplace, We see Fireflies being used, right, in conference rooms and all sorts of setups. So our goal is not just to limit ourselves to video conferencing, but anywhere where there's a voice conversation happening, whether it's in person, whether it's a phone call, whether it's like a dialer that salespeople use to do outbound calling. We want to capture all those conversations and make them easily indexed and searchable. And it's been an evolution, though. It's been a journey, you know, from growing from one person to a 10-person team, and then now almost 100 people. So much learning in like a 2-year time frame.
Right. Well, congratulations on your success. This is going from, you know, 1 to 100 in 2 years is unbelievably fast. Unbelievably fast. People can't appreciate the amount of stress that comes with that. So congratulations to you on that type of success. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that because you're totally right, right? So I think that the world has evolved forever. I think that that's not a secret. It's so much easier now, I think, moving forward to meet virtually, and people are just a lot more accepting of the idea. But how would this look like if I'm going to present, say, for an audience in a seminar of 100 people? How could we set this up so that may benefit me to recall questions that were being asked throughout the seminar and maybe my talk track so I can go through and review it?
Yeah, so that's an interesting use case we haven't thought of, but we've seen people come up with really clever workarounds for it. So sometimes there will be live streaming of those events, mm-hmm. And they'll be streamed to Facebook, or they'll stream through Zoom or some other sort of event software. And so with the Fireflies API, like, you can essentially plug it in, and anywhere there's an audio video stream coming in, Fireflies can process that.
Cool.
So, you know, you can work with the folks at the conference level and do it. The other thing is, like, if people are recording on their devices, you can instantly push that into Fireflies as well. We will ingest any type of audio. That's really like what we're building, is this massive ingestion of different types of audio. So I think conferences, I have never thought of that use case from that perspective, but I can totally see like where people would really love that. We see students using it in classrooms all the time as mm-hmm. well. They've used it in like remote Zoom sort of conference setups, like with teachers. And sometimes teachers will be like, oh, that's handy. Like, okay, now I don't have to repeat like what I said. And they'll actually go and post it on their website. Like, it's like, hey, if you need to recap or summary, take a look at this Fireflies link, right? So there's that sort of handiness as well. We started with the corporate, you know, workspace, like business to business, like as our core user base. And just like Zoom, it's expanded to a lot of different people using it across different verticals. Like, Fireflies is one of those platforms where salespeople use it, recruiters will use it, internal teams, managers will use it, people will use it in board meetings. So there's so many different personas that we have to end up supporting. And we're always learning something new each day.
No, totally. And I love that, that there's so many different ways and avenues you can use it, whether you're a student, whether you're running, like I said, seminars. And I was thinking, because, you know, insurance, everybody is so antiquated. It's unbelievable how antiquated that whole industry is. So, you know, some people still like that. But, you know, one of the things that I did want to ask you as a founder, what were some of the challenges and a resistance you had to face and overcome with people kind of wanting to adopt this? Might've been just divine timing to some degree because of COVID, for as much of a shit show as it was for the last 2 years. It might've helped, like you said, have early adaption, but I'm sure there was still some resistance in the marketplace.
Yeah, I think one of the resistance was, how good is this? Does this actually work? How accurate is the transcription? And if we look at this market, right, if you were to go get a human transcriber or pay like a human transcription service, you'll be paying $1 per minute, right? And one meeting will end up costing you $60. And Firefly, $60 gets you like 6 months of subscription, right? And you could be having dozens of meetings a week. So it's the unit economics completely changes the game. And then the accuracy is 90% plus, especially for American English accents, or we even train our models for English accents in India and other countries, right? Like the British accent. So we do a lot of work, and we also work with providers on that aspect and detecting domain specific language, right? In insurance, you might have very different words that you use, unique words mm-hmm. that you use versus people in tech sales, versus people in the construction industry. So we do a lot of work on that, but that really required people in the early days to see it and feel like, oh yes, 5 years ago, transcription wasn't as good. Now it's almost as good as like humans. And I don't think I need to pay 60x more for what I'm getting right with Firefly. So that changes the game. The second thing is, now that you can capture everything and anything and save it, the use cases open up tremendously, right? If you think back to like the 2000s, people used to only get like 25 MB of email storage, right? Mm-hmm. And then Google came out and said, hey, everyone gets 1 gig. But that 25 MB means like after 20 emails, you're gonna have to delete all your old emails and you won't be able to search back, right? Whereas now I can search back to emails that were sent 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And in the same way with Fireflies, now I have this perfect memory of the conversation you and I had 3 years ago. And I can recall it. And before the meeting, I can just skim it. I can look at the Firefly summary. And I have this perfect recall. This was what all the note-taking apps were meant to do, right? To help you get perfect recall. And so that opens up the avenue where people come for the transcription. They come for the entire experience around, wow, I have a dashboard. I can search. I can detect, like Fireflies can automatically show you action items that were talked about, important dates, metrics. So there's all these like smart search capabilities where I can say, hey, when did, you know, Tyler or Bob or Kim talk about, you know, pricing? When did this customer talk about an objection or discounts? And I can, with two buttons, I can just scan through a 1 hour meeting and in like 10 seconds, know who talked about what at what what part. So it was all about getting the transcription and making people comfortable with that. And then the idea of recording, right? So people now know that, hey, I'm using Fireflies to record this meeting. If you'd like, I'll send the summary and recap and transcript afterwards. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's great. Let me actually sign up for it too. So that initial friction point ended up turning into a point of, oh, I want to learn more about this service. And now it's more of, what more can we provide to you beyond the transcription and summaries? And that's where we're like getting into insights and getting people more knowledge. Like, for example, from this conversation, Fireflies will tell me, Chris, you spoke for 80% of the call. You're talking too much, right? It'll give me guidance that I can take back. And there's so much other intelligent stuff that you can pull from meetings. And our voice is full of all this knowledge, right? The tone, the sentiment, all those things. And I think we're just scratching the surface right now.
Man, awesome. I'm pretty blown away. You going through that, because there was a lot of the questions I was going to be asking you about, you know, the search capabilities. You know, I know that it takes kind of bullet notes for you, you know, cliff notes for some of us who are a little bit older. So, I mean, can you elaborate a little bit on that, what that would look like? So let's just use a hypothetical. I did an hour, say, sales meeting or web presentation for some prospects. What would those bullet points come out? And what would I be able to search within the context of, say, of like a sales meeting?
Yeah. So what first thing is, right after the meeting, within a few minutes of the meeting will be transcribed. So you're not waiting hours or days. It's happening instantly within a few minutes. And then you'll get an email after the meeting. And so the way Fireflies actually works is it'll connect to your calendar. It'll look for meetings where there's a Zoom URL or a Google Meet URL. And at the start of the meeting, it'll join as a participant. Mm-hmm. And you can let it in, or if you don't want to record the meeting, you don't have to let it in. But it is really like an AI virtual assistant like Siri that follows you around on all your meetings.
Hey, it was logged in 3 minutes before you were.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Ours. I might be late to meetings, but Fireflies can't be, right? It'll have to show up on time. Yeah. So that's always a funny thing. And I was wondering, actually, it would be cool to actually see stats or provide people stats of, hey, Fireflies joined on time, but you guys didn't start the conversation until 8 minutes in. Like this whole week, you guys wasted maybe about 40 minutes joining meetings late. Like I just thought about this on the spot.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah.
That's like a great like insight, because we all end up joining meetings a few minutes late, and that adds up over time, right?
Definitely.
So anyway, just that itself is a wow factor for people. It's like, wow, I just sign up, two clicks, and then that's it. I don't have to do anything else. Fireflies just follows me around on my meetings, and it does everything in the background, like a virtual assistant. I'm paying like 10 bucks, what, 15 bucks a month for a virtual assistant, right? Which is really cool. And then the thing after is, once the meeting is transcribed, you'll get a meeting recap notification saying, hey, the meeting is ready. You can go review it. Then you can go into the notepad. In the notepad, you'll see the transcript. You can search through the transcript for individual words. You can actually click on any part of the transcript and listen to the audio as well as see the transcript at the same time. So we've actually done some research, and we found that when people listen and read, they retain a lot better, right? So you're like almost skimming through and you can listen to it at 2x speed. You can go through it really fast if you want. And the magic capabilities are we have these AI filters or search filters where I can click dates and then it'll filter the entire transcript to all the sections where dates were talked about. And it'll highlight the dates and timelines and deadlines. I can click on metrics or numbers, and then it'll show me all the parts of the call where I was talking about numbers or pricing or other sorts of information. We also have an AI action items detection capability where it'll show you potential suggested action items. So if on this meeting I said, hey, I'll send you the report after this call and we should set up some time to meet again next Wednesday, it'll highlight that and say, hey, this is a potential action item, right? So all of those things. I can even build my own tracker. So I can create a tracker for objections or discounts and then put keywords in that I would like to track that people usually mention. So I have a tracker for integrations on our sales calls. And anytime someone mentions HubSpot or Salesforce or you know, Slack or any of these integrations, it'll I just have to click on the integrations tracker I built, and then it'll show me all the different parts of the call where those things were mentioned. So we make Fireflies not only out of the box easily usable, but you can customize it, right? For your domain, your unique use cases. So that's like the search capabilities. And then the AI bullet point note. So we have machine learning that will go in and say like which parts of the call were important and then flag them as bullet point notes so that you can kind of skim through at a high level and get an understanding of the meeting. We are now releasing a very new model where before this bullet point notes are taking extractions or like little snippets from the transcript and pasting it. We've actually now trained our AI to actually understand and comprehend the summary and instead write a summary that says, hey, in this meeting, they were talking about this, and then these were some of the challenges and these are how they're planning to solve it. So when you read it, it'll look like how a human paraphrases, or because you don't understand something until you read it, you paraphrase it, you synthesize it into like a paragraph, right? So we have something coming out very soon that will synthesize the entire meeting into paragraphs where it's, I sometimes read, I'm like, wait, did my teammate write this or did the machine write this? So that's like the next level of taking AI summarization that we're working on.
That's incredible. No, I appreciate you laying that out for us. Yep. I mean, Chris, talking to you, I can tell you're incredibly passionate about this, which I love, but like, you know, where does this creativity come from?
Yeah, my own personal creativity or
like the motivation. No, just like in general. I mean, like what inspires you? Because, you know, the ideas that you're talking about are very, to a lot of people listening, they seem incredibly like, oh yeah, of course. Like that makes sense to do this, but like no one's done it, right? Like it's not happening, but it also takes a very creative person to develop it and go through the motions. And even on this call, you've come up with a couple of different pivots for the business. So where does your inspiration come from?
Yeah, I always look at human behavior, and I think that is the most important thing. We look at what do we do on a day-to-day basis? Why do we do it? Do we get happiness from it? Like, that's really what I look at. And those are like everything from the time we wake up to the time we check our phones to the things we're constantly doing. I always think about how can I make myself more productive and not do monotonous, repetitive, like brain-numbing things. And when I talk to a lot of salespeople, for example, they love having conversations. That's where their creativity flows. That's where they can really connect with someone, but they hate filling out Salesforce afterwards. They hate having to do all the follow-up emails afterwards. There's so much tedious stuff that you have to do, and you have to have an incredible work ethic. So my goal is how can we take care of all of this like back office stuff and like all the busy work so that we can focus on the conversations, the human interactions, the creativity aspect. So that's what really drives me. And I feel like so many of us spend hours, years in the corporate workplace doing kind of those repetitive, monotonous tasks day in, day out. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we're not creative. It's just that someone has to do that work, right? And then we don't have the time to think and be creative. So I always look at that corporate, like from that lens and said, how can I make someone more productive, right? And for me, it's a lot of it in the business use case because we spend almost maybe like a third of our life at work, right? So how do we like work on that and solve that? So that drives me. So that I start with that problem. And then I think about, wouldn't it be cool? So it's almost like sci-fi, right? Like, wouldn't it be cool if something like that existed? And then I couple that with everything I've learned from computer science, engineering, and software, and try to figure out how can we automate that? So it's like a form of design thinking. I think like Elon Musk talks about as like first principles, like what is the root thing? What is the most fundamental truth? And how do you work around that? I always think about is when I look at any technology, I always think about what is possible with that technology, right? How can it be used? Like if it can be used this way, why can't it be used in this other way? Right. And then you start piecing things together. It's literally like, you know, when you have the right piece of a jigsaw puzzle, but you have to keep turning it around and fitting it in the right places.
Right.
So whenever I look at technology, software, any sort of problems, I just kind of try, like, I want to solve it like that. Right. And that's how I look at it.
That's a beautiful way to look at any business. And it's something I've talked about my father-in-law on this podcast a lot. And it's only because he's the most successful person I know, you know, or he's had, you know, I don't know, 100 plus businesses. And he always tells me when you're running a business, it's like, you know, you're going to go down this road and you think it's right. And then it's totally wrong. And you just pivot. Right. And then you go down this road and it's maybe wrong again. And you just pivot again. And that's all it is. You're just constantly pivoting. You're going with the market, you're going with innovation. And so I think that that's exactly kind of what you're doing. So I love that open-mindedness approach. Kind of almost though, where I think that you have a very clear understanding of kind of where you want to get, but being innovative along the way, which I think is really cool and really special with what you're doing.
No, thank you. That's awesome. Because at Fireflies, we pivoted about 6 or 7 times. We built 5 or 6 different products. And then even on the existing version of Fireflies, we pivoted multiple times. So it's not something that happens overnight. It's not an aha moment. There's a lot of lessons to learn. Ultimately, you want to build something that people care about and people want to use every single day, right? And there is this thing that I always say about, are you building something that is a nice to have or a must have? And you always want to be building something that's a must have. Right. Some people are great marketers and then they can make something that's a nice to have into a must have. Like if you think about luxury goods, luxury brands, luxury designer stuff, like you can live without it, but you know, you're convinced that way. So I don't think I'm the world's greatest marketer or the greatest salesperson, but what I do know is like, I can think about solving problems. And so I always think about it almost as a way to quantify problems and understand human behavior and then just go layer by layer, and then build something where, you know, if it's good enough, I do believe that people will share it with others and people will talk about it and people will want to use it. And so everything I've done and anytime we've had success has come from the idea that I've actually built something valuable enough for someone that they like it enough to want to share it with another person. Right. So
that's a beautiful baseline principle and foundation to come from a business perspective. One of the things you mentioned is that, you know, you're an incredibly, or you pride yourself on being an efficient person. You're constantly kind of analyzing. I get that from a computer science engineering type background, right? We're always trying to make ourselves just a little bit better. Is there any clear defined success habits that you felt have helped you as an entrepreneur or ones you try to instill in your team?
Yeah, I think one of the things is I'm a little bit, focused on getting, so if there's like some issue that comes up, I can't sleep till it gets solved, or it's hard for me to put it off till the next day because I want to wake up not having to worry about that issue. So I always feel that the moment there's like some sort of issue, some sort of situation, it's better to tackle it up front, address it rather than kind of, you know, putting it aside for later. So I like to tackle things up front. So that's been my most important motivator or drive. So if there's like an issue with like, you know, like a technical issue, or there's a design issue, or there's a team issue or anything like that, that we need to solve, like it's always about taking that first step. It could be as simple as having a conversation. It could be as simple as writing an email to that person. It could be as simple as trying to sit and break down and, you know, understand what the problem is. So I've always felt like we should always be geared towards action rather than talk. And that drives a lot of efficiency or productivity in sense. Like you just get things done one after another. So I've always felt that's been my biggest motivator because I don't want to go to bed thinking about, oh crap, I have to wake up and deal with this later. Right. Like I don't want that like regret in the morning. So I want to wake up every morning feeling like, okay, what's new? What's next? So that has been something that I think it's a mindset thing that I've developed over time. The other thing is just multitasking is very difficult for us. So I would rather, I know there's a bunch of things going on. So I would rather focus to finish. The most important thing is prioritizing, right? I know I can only do one thing at a time, but when I look at my day, like what are the things that I need to prioritize. I can't, you know, do a half of this and half of that. Like, I got to knock this out before I go on to the next thing. Yeah. So I've learned through trial and error over time that multitasking actually leads to decrease in quality of the output. Whereas if I can make sure this is done and I can literally cross it off the list, that gives off some like dopamine hit or something positive where I'm like, okay, good. I can forget about it. I can move on to the next thing. So I think those are like the two big factors that help me with being efficient.
Now, I love the last one, especially because it's so important to prioritize your day. Like, what's going to move the needle forward tomorrow? I was asking myself that question. Like, if I can only accomplish three things today, like, what are the things going to move the needle forward? Right. Like, that's all that matters. And having that list and everything else. It's like, if I get to it, I get to it. Wonderful. You know, but if I don't, it is what it is. You know, one of the last questions I want to ask you, Krish, and I appreciate you being generous with your time, is going from yourself and your co-founder to 100 people. It's crazy. I know you had a little bit of leadership experience with Microsoft, or maybe a lot more than I know of, but what did that look like from you as a CEO from a leadership perspective, and how has that kind of shaped or changed your leadership style growing so quickly?
Yeah, I think that learning to delegate is not easy, especially when you want to be perfect at everything and want to just do it the right way. So sometimes you have to learn to teach people to have that same sort of thing. The other thing is hiring for the right sort of character and the right sort of mindset. Because if you hire another fellow perfectionist or someone that wants to give it their best and is not going to compromise for average, that makes your life easier, because there's certain things that can be taught, like skills and, you know, areas where you don't have as much experience. But one thing that can't be taught is hunger and like the drive for perfection, the need to be precise, right? Like, if someone is constantly missing up on follow-ups or is not thorough in their reports, or, you know, misses out details when they're writing code, like, those are much harder character traits that you can't build over time. So I've always learned that I would rather prioritize that a person's character and their quality of skill sets versus their experience, right? And so that's been like the biggest thing. I've made a lot of hiring mistakes, I'm sure. And like, we've learned a lot along the way. But it's so, so important to hire people that are very well aligned. So when people talk about culture, or they're not a good cultural fit or behavioral fit, I think that's what it really boils down to, is like, can you trust this person? And if you had to work for this person, could you actually count on them to get that thing done? Could you look away and then know that that will be taken care of? And I realize, you know, work is too stressful to not have those type of people around. And you don't want people that are going to be holding you back and adding more stress to you. So scaling from 0 to 100, because now we have managers, and then below that, and then we have reports. So we have like a multi-layered management structure now. We still want to keep the org flat. We want to make sure that everyone's voice can be heard. It's not just through your manager, but you can actually roll it up. Everyone's open to contribute ideas. We're also a globally distributed team. So we're in like 10 different countries and working across 10 different time zones. So that makes it a little bit stressful in terms of like being up all the time. But yeah, I think 0 to 100, it's just really been about, if you hire good people, they're going to set the bar for the next set of people that you hire. And then you keep going forward. And that's something very hard to change if you're not happy with the people that you have. So yeah, I think it comes down to hiring right people, right processes. I can't like stress how much like of having a little bit of structure is actually important in terms of the way you do things, the way you, you know, deal with customers, the way you deal with queries. Having a little bit of process also goes a long way.
A long way. Definitely. And that's more impressive. You know, I was impressed just thinking everybody was in the same building, but to be spread across 10 different countries, all the time zones, man, kudos to you guys. You're not sleeping a lot. So
yeah, that's the one thing I think since I started Fireflies is I wish I could get a little bit more sleep.
Yeah. A little bit more sleep. Yeah, totally. Well, Krish, if somebody wants to work with Fireflies or Inquiry, find out a bit more about the pricing structure, because I saw on the website, there's several different structures, but it looks like the entry is free, at least to sign up and kind of get your feet wet. You know, where would be the best place to connect with Fireflies and or yourself, or if somebody wants to run a demo?
Yeah, absolutely. So we really believe in the self-service model, meaning that if you think it's a cool software, you should be able to try it and use it yourself and then purchase it without ever having to talk to someone if you don't want to. So that's one of our core tenants at Firefly. So you can go to fireflies.ai. The pricing is on the page as well. The free tier will give you some free transcription credits, access to record and do all the other like basic core features. And then if you want like unlimited storage, unlimited access, all the other things, there's like different tiers. The pro tier starts anywhere, like, I think like $10 per month billed annually.
It's unbelievably reasonable. Unbelievable.
We want it to be something where it like, there's other enterprise products that will charge, you know, several thousand dollars, you know, per year for one person to use.
I gotta plug it real fast, because I would tell you guys, on my podcasting platform, I have all of my podcasts transcribed because I want to put in the transcription on my website, right? Because the more keys, worships, SEO type stuff. But it costs me at minimum $100 a month for four podcasts, which is basically four 30 to 40 minute conversation. So I just want to throw that out there. Their services,
podcasters love using Fireflies because you can also import audio files into Firefly. So you can just drag and drop an MP3 file. It'll be processed within 5 minutes. You can also make edits right there, and then you can export it to, you know, PDF, doc, any format that you want. And you can then like publish it, upload it, do all the things that you need. And instead of $100, you can be doing that for $10 to $20.
So. Oh no, I'm signing up. I saw that, and I was like, no, I'm already signing up because I think it's incredible. But I just wanted you to talk a little about where people can find it, because I think it's an incredible service.
Absolutely. Yeah. So check out our website. There's a link to also a demo there. People can reach out to us directly on our live chat. If you want to have like a sales inquiry and want to like roll this out for your larger team, you can reach out to sales@fireflies.ai as well. And then if you want to find myself, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active there. And I'm also on Instagram. Krish Romanini is the name. And we are always there. And if you have any questions, you can find us online on all our social media channels.
Cool. Krish, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Love the product. I hope we stay in contact. And I hope that we can connect and work together, because I think what you've built is absolutely incredible, and it's very necessary, and is going to be for many years.